Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
All right, let's move now from chickens to diplomacy. And South Africa is gearing up to host two major global events, the G20 and the B20 summits. And effectively, this puts the country in the global spotlight. Now, while most people are familiar with the G20, maybe fewer know about the B20. It's the business arm of the summit and brings together global industry leaders to shape and discuss economic policy. But my question tonight, and it comes from one of our listeners, what impact is this going to have on the South African economy, particularly when it comes to investment prospects and more broadly the business sector? So tonight we're answering our Wednesday listener question on the mail business at hot1027.co.za, and it's all about the significance of these high-profile summits. And I'm in conversation now with Glenton de Kock, who's Chief Executive Officer of the Southern African Association for the Conference Industry. Glenton, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. I suppose the answer is pretty obvious, but how significant is it that we're hosting these two big global events?
Jeremy, good evening to you and to the listeners. The impact is one that at a social economic level, if one just looks at the baskets of services that will be provided, and it's an example that I always use, the food that is consumed comes from an agricultural sector. So an event such as B20 and also obviously hosting the G20, the consumption of the local cuisine has a significant impact across all borders in respect of how we can drive the economic flow from an event of this nature. So while particularly within the B20, it's about policy imperatives, looking at investment opportunities for South Africa across the economic sectors. Within the G20, as we've seen from us taking over the chairpersonship from Brazil, is how do we influence global policy? So the focus as a destination is a significant one for South Africa in the coming months. But importantly, every South African will find or feel the impact of the visitors to our country. So we should see a significant increase in arrivals, obviously, but importantly, the socioeconomic impact will be felt across all economic centers and in most homes in South Africa in the coming months.
Let's talk about opportunity in just a moment, but also critical, Glenton, I know you'll agree with me, that South Africa ups its game, that traffic lights have got to work, roads have got to look good, verges have got to be cut, because a thing like this is also about optics, isn't it?
Correct. So I think the benefit, and I know that we as local Joburg citizens are quite impressed with some of the work that's taking place within our communities. The opportunity here, though, is that the event will then drive the need for a fresh sort of look and feel of different parts of our cities and our destinations. I think as citizens, we would really want to see this on a more regular basis. So that's the flip side of hosting some events in certain parts of the world, or particularly in certain parts of our country, is that we see this need to showcase what we have to offer. Our appeal, particularly from an industry side, and I think myself as a Joburg citizen, is can I see this more regularly? You know, just don't do it for the sake of hosting the event itself, but can we do it more regularly? And that's the value or the impact of sometimes these international events, or the event that I'm at the moment, that I was early in the day at Meetings Africa, for instance, where there's a great opportunity for us to then see a fresh look and feel in our city at the moment as well.
I could not agree with you more, because if you look back to 2010, for instance, in the Football World Cup, so many of those projects and the look and feel of the cities faded into obscurity very shortly after the event. You mentioned, Glenton, the catering and the dining side of the economy, but what other opportunities do these two summits present immediately for South Africa's economy? What are the big sectors of focus here?
So from the side of what's already been delivered, last week down in Gqeberha in the Eastern Cape, you had the Labour ministers gathering. We've also had foreign ministers in the last couple of days, and then we've got the finance ministers. So in those aspects, if one just looks at the impact immediately, it's the support services where people within the industries of marketing and design, in respect of, again, the look and feel, but ultimately around how best we are going to be ready in our ability for the main meeting that happens in November. And the one aspect that is not lost on ourselves as an industry is the skills capability that we have in delivering these big international events and our competitiveness as a destination and as a country with regard to the way in which we are exporting skills as well in the services that we offer. So the service and supply chain offering, whether it's AV, whether it's, as I said, through design and marketing, whether it's through the food services we're offering, as well as some of the attractions and the accommodation services that are being utilized. So the full value chain of, while the content is quite important in terms of the event itself, it is all the aspects that make the event possible through the supply chain of the full tourism industry.
And Glenton, to mix my metaphors, you would be hoping that the value chain has a long tail, because if someone is out here for a big summit, there's the opportunity, if all has performed well, that they could return to a conference at some other point, or at least recommend South Africa as a conference destination.
That is really what we're wanting to drive through. It's a conversation that we had at the early part of Meetings Africa, where if one looks at the countries within the G20 bloc, you can't be waiting for the end of 2025 as Destination South Africa or SA Inc. to push more events or more meetings or investment opportunities and waiting a full year. You should be doing that simultaneously throughout the year. That allows awareness in other parts of the world. And the missed opportunity here, Jeremy, is the fact that mainstream media will be following a lot of these conversations. So there's free awareness, free advertising, free sound bites available in how Destination SA positions itself in those G20 countries. And some of them are some of our big source markets as well. So we've been pushing and will be pushing as an industry, although we provide a lot of the services that will happen during the course of the year, our infrastructure, the showcasing of our infrastructure, and as I sort of shared earlier, our skill sets that's available will allow us to have a number of these type of events in the future. And for event organizers, or even as we'd call them, association buyers that have got some big associations around the world, would be enticed to then deliver the events in South Africa in the coming years.
Let me finish with this question. Are there snakes in the grass here? Are there risks or challenges that South Africa is going to face in hosting such high-profile summits?
I think the geopolitics rhetoric at the moment and the narrative is one that needs to be managed across the board. And one has to obviously look at what's coming out of the US. We've just had the unfortunate incident in the DRC. So how we position and how we manage the narrative, and also at the political level, how we then deliver some of the conversations needs to be managed quite clear and carefully. And I think for us, both in industry as well as mainstream media, is ensuring that from a South African side, we are the host of the event. And for that purposes, we need to ensure how we communicate and how we position ourselves within the geopolitical environment at the moment.
All right, if you've got a business or financial query that you'd like us to line up an expert and talk about it, the email address is business@hot1027.co.za. We do this every Wednesday. That mail address, again, is business@hot1027.co.za. Glenton de Kock, Chief Executive Officer of the Southern African Association for the Conference Industry, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.